Chapter 1, Foundations to an Intimate Relationship with Yourself. You might think, what's your perfect day? Or what do you like? Are simple questions most people know the answers to. But for me, they were a complete mystery. I'd never asked myself these things, didn't even realize I should be asking. No one ever posed these seemingly straightforward questions to me, and the thought certainly never occurred to me. Without realizing it, I'd spent my entire life conforming and contorting myself to fit other people's idea of a perfect day. For example, in second grade, I had simply agreed and said, I love Diet Coke, when in reality, I hate the taste. But because all the girls in my class were drinking it and saying they loved it, I did too. That's how I found myself at home, alone, as a married mom with two children, drinking a Diet Coke. I was in the early days of my self-discovery journey and had recently Googled, how do I discover who I am? I was given several articles, and one of them had a list of 52 questions to get to know yourself. The question that had stood out most to me when I first read the list was, what do you like? I wasn't really sure, to be honest, and I didn't have anything to write that didn't feel really thin and superficial, like, I like sunshine and chocolate. But in that moment, sitting home alone and taking a sip from a Diet Coke that I had just bought an entire case of, I realized and acknowledged to myself for the very first time, almost 20 years later, I hate Diet Coke. It tastes gross to me. It has an awful chemical flavor that makes my stomach hurt. I don't like Diet Coke. The realization, the honesty and acknowledgement to myself for the very first time that I didn't like something was huge, huge. I was giddy with excitement. I laughed aloud and walked over to the kitchen sink and poured it down the drain, grabbed the brand new case of drinks, and walked next door to give it to my friend who actually loves the dang things. I have only had a few sips from one Diet Coke since, and that was just to check back in with why I didn't like it. And that was almost 8 years ago. That moment revealed something crucial. It was easier for me to identify what I didn't like. So for the first time, I started paying attention to those negative reactions. I'd spent so long forcing myself to accept or endure things, never feeling like I had a real choice, that I didn't really pay attention to them. Interestingly, once I started recognizing my dislikes, it became easier to identify other things I hadn't truly noticed before. Or rather, I had noticed them, but in survival mode, I dismissed those feelings and pushed through to conform and feel safe. So I began to identify what I didn't like. I then started to look for the opposite. What do I like? I definitely didn't like Diet Coke. But as I drank different beverages, I began to note and really pay attention to how my body responded. I discovered that I really, really like orange-flavored drinks, like Diet Sunkist and those drink packets for zero sugar Tang. As I discovered things I liked, I began to add them to a list, along with notes on how I knew I liked them. I noticed that when I drank one of the orange-flavored drinks, I would smile and think, yum. So super simple, and something you'd think a person would notice or pay attention to, right? Nope. Not how you process the world when you are in super survival and camouflaging mode. What I know now is that I had been living life fully masked in a masking style I call the integrator. The integrator blends all four masking styles and often experiences a high level of burnout. I used every masking style one after another in rapid fire succession in every interaction, even when alone. I'd combine the chameleon. That's the adaptable, blends in, skilled at mirroring. The script reader, who relies on learned social scripts and rules. The performer, puts on a show, often uses humor or charm. And the observer, quietly analyzes and learns social cues. As I moved through my day, whether it was with others or home alone, this was exhausting. It required so much mental energy and cost so much of my physical wellness and well-being, but I didn't realize it because living as a full-time integrator had become who I was being. It was my norm, and I'd been doing it since as far back as I could remember. I didn't know any other way. That first pause to allow myself to observe what I liked and didn't like, and then the freedom and the power to choose, was the beginning of this beautiful, fun, and deeply connected and intimate relationship with myself. I discovered the foundations to my autistic blueprint, to me, and it became the solid ground that supported me out of burnout and has kept me out of burnout along with meltdowns and shutdowns since November 2019. The best part is that this same method has been helping other autistic women get out of burnout and into their comfort zones too in the Unveiling Method. This book is my guide for you to do the same and to have fun as you discover your authentic self and create a foundation to a deeply connected and loving relationship with yourself without burnout and the weight of heavy masks. There are foundational components and a step-by-step method for creating these solid supports in your life as an autistic woman, especially if you are late identified. There's a good bit to unlearn, relearn, and to learn for the first time about who you really are. And I'll go ahead and tell you, spoiler alert, you are worth getting to know. I don't know about you, but I spent my entire life living outside my comfort zone. Nothing felt good or safe. Most of us have spent every day focused on ensuring everyone else around us was okay, while ignoring our own needs and desires. It has led to exhaustion, burnout, losing our shit, messy crying in the dressing room, and losing any sense of who we really are. That ends right now, if you're ready. Take this book and the Unveiling Method at your own pace. There is no right time frame, just what feels best to you and is most supportive. It's time to get into your comfort zone. Here's how we'll do it together in this book and the foundation builder components from the Unveiling Method that will guide you to creating your solid base for burnout recovery and the authentic and deeply connected relationship with yourself, all while having some fun along the way. It's exciting to discover who you really are. Every chapter will follow the same format, so you know what to expect and have the tools and resources you need along the way to best support your journey. The chapter framework going forward looks like this. It starts with a story, a personal story. Lesson, what you need to know about a foundation component and a masking styles insight. Key takeaway, highlight of the most important thing or things to know in the chapter. Prepare the soil. Meditation to align and set your intention. Plant the seed. Energy and action exercise or activity. Water and nourish. Journal prompts to support reflection, awareness, and choice. Get into your comfort zone. How the chapter topic supports your comfort zone, burnout recovery, and unmasking. We will be covering the components from phase one of the Unveiling Method called Foundation Builder, which includes masking styles, the component of masking in autistic women, exploring different masking styles, their impact on well-being, and strategies for leveraging these styles to support authenticity and energy conservation. Self. This is who you innately are and who you have become through your experiences with the world. Unmasking values. Identifying your authentic values through unmasking values you may have adapted, adopted, or agreed to throughout your life that no longer serve you. Strengths paired with nourishment keys and sensory profile blueprint. We all have things we are just naturally good at, but don't always recognize as our gifts. There are 30 basic human needs that nourish our energy and well-being every day, and when paired with the knowledge of your sensory profile blueprint in 7 areas of our sensory system, you have a framework to identify where energy comes in easily for you and where it goes out and needs a boundary to support it. Boundaries are simply a rule we create to ensure who we are, what we value, a need or sensory area we have is consistently nourished and supported. Alignment is how we ensure all areas of our foundation are working in harmony to support our highest and best. The North Star, called your Thrive Destination Statement, is your personal power statement and guide for how you want to feel, act, speak, think, and be in the world every day. Key takeaway. Building your foundation is reclaiming yourself, your narrative, your voice, your choices, your passion, your energy, your peace, your freedom, your joy, your comfort, and your purpose in the world. Prepare the soil. In each chapter, I will share a guided meditation in this section to help you prepare and align yourself with that chapter's foundation and to help you prepare for the activity or exercise in Plant the Seed. Meditation has been a practice that has truly changed who I am from the inside out. My dysregulated nervous system and high alert brain found their calm and comfort through meditation. I love it so much, I became a certified meditation instructor last year through my good friend Kevin Ellerton at Meditation University. I approach meditation from a neuroaffirming and trauma-sensitive lens. It took exploring a wide variety of meditation practices and styles before I found what worked best for me in that season of life. I started with running as a form of meditation, although I didn't know it at the time. The rhythm and vibration of my feet on the ground soothed me and helped my nervous system calm. Breathwork helped my brain slow down and get clear and quiet. Meditation doesn't have to be sitting still, and the goal isn't for your brain to not have any thoughts. Meditation is the gift we give ourselves of allowing space to be present in the moment exactly as we are. Let's prepare the soil in a short meditation to help you set an intention to guide you through this book and to build your foundation. If you'd like the guided audio meditation, hop over to the book resource page at energize.whittingtonwellbeing.com. Prepare the soil, setting your intention meditation. Begin in a comfortable position, whether seated or lying down. Allow your eyes to gently close or soften your gaze. As you settle in, take a few slow, deep breaths. Inhale gently through your nose, feeling your abdomen rise. Exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing any tension you might be holding, softening your shoulders, unclenching your jaw, relaxing your tongue, and releasing it from the roof of your mouth. Do this 2 more times. Breathing in calm, breathing out tensions as you relax even more. breathing in comfort, releasing anything that no longer serves you in this moment. Allow your body to soften and release. Notice the points of contact between your body and the surface beneath you. Feel the support under your feet and thighs. There is nowhere else you need to be right now. Nothing else you need to do except be present with yourself right now. Bring to mind the reason you picked up this book. Perhaps you recognize the feeling of being lost beneath layers of expectations, the weariness of masking, or a deep yearning for a more authentic and joyful connection with yourself. Gently acknowledge where you are on your journey right now. There is no judgment here, only acceptance. Every step you've taken, every experience you've had, has brought you to this moment in perfect time. Now let's gently plant a seed of intention for your time with this book. What is it that you truly desire to cultivate within yourself as you explore these pages? Perhaps it's a deeper sense of self-awareness. Maybe it's the courage to shed old masks and embrace your authentic expression. Perhaps it's the joy of discovering your unique strengths and needs, or the freedom of setting boundaries that truly nourish you. Maybe it's the desire to know what it feels like to experience comfort. There is no right or wrong intention. Allow whatever feels most aligned in your heart to surface. It might be a single word, a feeling, a color or shape, or a short phrase, or maybe even an animal. Hold this intention gently in your awareness, like a precious seed held in the palm of your hand. Notice how it feels within you. Does it feel light, hopeful, grounding? Imagine yourself moving through the chapters of this book with this intention as your gentle guide. Visualize or sense yourself engaging with the stories, the lessons, the exercises, and the journal prompts with an open heart and a curious mind. See yourself gaining clarity about who you are, what truly matters to you, and how to create a life that feels genuinely good and supportive of your authentic self. Notice the feeling of lightness and joy that comes from each step of unmasking and building a stronger foundation within. Feel the growing sense of self-trust and inner peace. Gently take another deep, full breath, inhaling your intention into your being. If it feels good for you, place your hand over your heart as you embrace your intention. As you exhale, release any lingering doubts or resistance. Know that this intention is a gentle compass guiding you on your journey of self-discovery and towards a more intimate and joyful relationship with yourself. As you prepare to gently bring your awareness back to the present moment, carry this intention with you. Know that it is always available to you as you move through this book and through your days. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Gently move your body in a way that feels good, perhaps a stretch. When you are ready, slowly open your eyes, carrying the gentle energy of your intention with you. Now, let's plant the seed in the rich soil we've just prepared with this energy in action exercise. Plant the seed, embodying your intention. Now that you've connected with your intention in the meditation, let's bring it into the physical world as a gentle and consistent reminder throughout your journey together in this book. Step one. Choosing your representation. Allow about 3 to 5 minutes. Take a moment to gently revisit the intention you set. How does it feel in your body? What images or sensations arise when you connect with it? Now, let's explore some ways you can represent this intention visually or audibly. Choose one or all of them, whatever feels aligned and works best for you. A color. Are there any colors that represent or resonate with the feeling of your intention? Perhaps a calming blue for peace, a vibrant yellow for joy, or a grounding green for growth. Gently bring different colors to mind and notice if one feels particularly aligned with your intention. Shape. Does a particular shape come to mind? A circle for wholeness, a spiral for unfolding, a square for stability, or maybe something more abstract? Allow your mind to play with different forms and see if one embodies the essence of your intention. Word or phrase. Is there a single word or a short phrase that captures the heart of your intention? Something you can easily recall and connect with. Write down a few possibilities and see how they feel when you say them aloud. Song. Is there a song or a piece of music that evokes the feeling of your intention? Perhaps it's the melody, the rhythm, or even the lyrics. Take a moment to bring different songs to mind and notice if one resonates deeply with your intention. Approach this with a sense of playfulness and exploration. There is no right or wrong. You can change this along the way if you like. You are in control. Choose the representation that feels most natural and authentic to you in this moment. It can be simple and doesn't need to be perfect. Step two, creating your tangible reminder. Allow about 5 to 7 minutes. Now that you have a color, shape, word, phrase, or song in mind, let's create a tangible reminder of your intention. If you chose a color or shape, find a small object, a piece of paper, or even just visualize drawing that color or shape. You can keep it as simple as a colored dot on a piece of paper or a small stone that embodies the shape. If you chose a word or phrase, write it down on a small card or piece of paper. You can decorate it if you feel inspired, or keep it simple and clear. If you chose a song, you can create a playlist or you can write down a segment of the lyrics that speak to your intention. Or you can print out the song cover or an image that reminds you of this song. Step 3, choosing your sacred space. Allow about 2 to 3 minutes. Now think about your personal space. Where is an area where you will see your chosen reminder regularly as you engage with this book? It could be on your nightstand, on your desk or reading area, tucked inside the journal you'll use with this book, as the wallpaper on your phone. Choose a spot that feels meaningful and will serve as a gentle visual cue for your intention as you move through the chapters. Step 4, placing your intention. Allow about 1 minute. Take your chosen representation, your colored stone, your word on paper, or simply the lyrics of your song, and place it in your chosen space. As you do so, take a breath and gently reaffirm your intention to yourself. Know that this simple act of creating and placing this reminder is a powerful way to keep your intention alive and present throughout your journey of unmasking and building a deeper connection with yourself. Throughout the book, when you see your chosen reminder or hear your song, let it bring you back to this intention, allowing it to gently guide you as you explore and discover. This energy in action exercise of planting the seed helps to bridge the inner intention with an external anchor, making it more present and impactful. Water and nourish. In each chapter, I'll include a short series of journal prompts to support reflection, awareness, and choice. You may want to use a journal and favorite colored pen, or you may prefer to use the Notes app or a document on your phone. This is a great way to harness the power of journaling and to have a way to go back and review what you wrote along the way. Journaling is for you. You aren't writing for anyone else. Journaling can be the first step you take in reclaiming your voice, thoughts, experiences, feelings, and self. Water and nourish, gentle invitations for reflection. Allow yourself a few moments to consider these invitations, with no pressure to answer everything right now. Sometimes, just reading the reflections below and allowing time to process and reflect before answering is all you need to get started. 1. Your heart's why. What one thing do you hope this intention brings to your experience with this book? 2. Noticing your reminder. When you see your chosen reminder today, what is one feeling or thought that gently arises? 3. Gentle awareness. Can you softly notice one small way you might have been acting that feels a little out of sync with your intention? 4. Exploring a small shift. What is one tiny, easy step you could perhaps consider taking that feels more in line with your intention? And 5, kindness for yourself. What is one small, gentle way you might offer yourself some extra care today that honors your intention? Get in your comfort zone. Foundations for an intimate relationship with yourself. We're laying the groundwork here, the solid, nourishing foundation that supports everything to come. The kind of relationship you build with yourself is the difference maker when it comes to burnout recovery and unmasking. Let's take a look at why this first step matters so much. Burnout recovery starts here. Burnout often isn't just about doing too much. It's about being disconnected from what you actually need. This chapter helps reconnect you by increasing self-awareness. When you start noticing your physical, emotional, and energetic cues, you begin to spot burnout before it fully takes hold. This gives you space to act rather than react. Strengthening boundaries. Once you know what nourishes you and what drains you, it becomes much easier to say, "No, thank you." That kind of clarity protects your energy. Prioritizing self-care that actually works. A deep relationship with yourself builds the belief that you deserve rest, joy, and care. It becomes less about checking a self-care box and more about responding to your true needs. Unmasking with gentleness and strength. Masking is a way of surviving, yes, but it disconnects you from your truth. This chapter begins the process of returning to yourself by cultivating self-acceptance. As you gently meet all your parts, especially the ones you've hidden, you'll discover they were never wrong or too much. They were just waiting to be known. Building self-trust. You begin to trust your inner signals more than outer expectations. That's where authentic confidence starts. Reducing fear of judgment. When your self-worth no longer depends on someone else's approval, you naturally begin to show up more as you. Comfort as a foundation for growth. The comfort zone gets a bad rap, but here's the truth. Your comfort zone is your launch pad. This chapter shows you how to redefine comfort as the space where your nervous system feels safe enough to heal and grow. Learn that safety isn't the opposite of growth. It's the soil where it can flourish. Gently expand your comfort zone, one small moment of self-connection at a time. In a nutshell, when you start building a strong, nourishing relationship with yourself, everything else becomes more possible. You reclaim your inner authority. You rediscover your preferences, your needs, your joy. You begin creating a life that fits you. Not one you've had to squeeze yourself into. That's the real foundation of comfort, safety, self-compassion, and authenticity. You're not just surviving anymore. You're growing right here in the soil of your own self-connection. All right, so what now? So there you have it. We've dipped our toes into the big question of who am I? By starting with something super simple. What do I even like? And as you saw with my epic battle against the Diet Coke, spoiler alert, I won. Even the smallest discoveries can be surprisingly huge when you've spent a lifetime blending in. You've also taken a moment to set an intention for our time together. Kind of like entering the address into Google Maps for your journey and adding in rest stops to get gas and snacks along the way. And you've even created a little something special just for you, a color, a word, a song, to keep that intention close. Think of it as your personal touchstone as we move forward together. Remember, there's no pressure here. This isn't about suddenly becoming a totally different person overnight. It's about gently peeling back those layers we've accumulated and rediscovering the awesome human you already are. Pause for a moment and fill in your roadmap to energy mastery with your intention. You can download the map on the book resources page at energize.whittingtonwellbeing.com. Ready to start removing the heavy energy draining masks? Because in the next chapter, we're going to identify your current masking style and step into a place of personal power and well-being where you can take where you are now and energize with a strategic unmasking plan. So take a gentle, full breath, give yourself a soft hug for taking this first step, and let's get ready for chapter 2, where the fun of uncovering your authentic self really begins.